بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the meaning of one hadith, he said that he discouraged people from asking unnecessary and impertinent questions. He said that people of the past were destroyed because they asked unnecessary questions. Now, what's an unnecessary question? Unnecessary question is something that really has no answer. Nobody can answer that question. For example, if somebody says, why did Allah create this world? Who's going to answer this? You know, I mean, there's no way of answering this question. Or says, why did Allah create me? So, things like this, which are questions that have really no answers, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam discouraged us from asking such questions. What Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made clear is clear, and therefore we should focus on that and live according to that. For example, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said, I have not created the jinn and the insan and the human beings for anything other than to worship me. إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ, other than to recognize me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and He told us that the purpose of our creation is that we recognize Allah and that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, and He created His signs so that He is recognized through His signs. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي سَمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah said that whatever is in the heavens and the earth has been made subservient to you, has been created for your benefit. You have been created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has created everything else to serve you and for your benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to take care of all these things which He has given us for our benefit, so that we use them as we are supposed to use them. So it's important for us to reflect on all of these kinds of things, and to fulfill that which Allah has created us for, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize Him, to obey Him in our lives, knowing that in this obedience and in this worship, the only one who benefits is ourselves. Allah does not benefit from our worship. When Allah said, I created you for my worship, this is not because Allah needs it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enough, the whole of creation. يُسَبِّهُ لَهُ مَا فِي سَمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever is there in the heavens and the earth praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah does not need to create us in order to worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything, anything that He created for a purpose. And that purpose is, Allah is telling us, your purpose is to worship me. It does not mean Allah needs this purpose, because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was samad. He is free from all needs and all wants. So the worship that we do of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is for our own benefit, because when we recognize our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and we worship Him, we are the ones who benefit. Worship is to be seen as something which is, which instills discipline into us, which helps us to recognize our Creator, Jalla Jalaluhu. And in this, there is khair for us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you follow this way, which I have shown you, and which is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what He demonstrated, and what He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach and demonstrate to us, then Allah said, I will give you Jannah. So here is a winning formula, whereby if you live in this world, if you live this life according to the pattern that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, then in this world itself we will have a beautiful existence. And then in the akhirah we get Jannah. So both ways you are winning. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you make any mistakes, then you repent, you seek forgiveness, and huwa al-ghafurur rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most merciful. So there is If you see this, there is only and only khair and barakah in this whole thing which we are talking about. We have a way of life which is beautiful for us in this dunya. We have the result of this, the reward for this. Now, if you just think about it, why must Allah reward us He gave us a way of life. He says, you live according to this, you will benefit. That itself is reward. Why must Allah reward us in the Akhirah? Again, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does He do that? Because He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Because He is the most merciful. And that is why to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is incumbent upon us. And really, wallahi, I don't think we can actually, nobody can fulfill nobody can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill the level of thanks, you know, he should be thanked. Nobody can really do it like that. But we must make the effort, because how do you thank someone like this who gives and gives? You know, in every single way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. So I think if we think about this and if we reflect on this, and then we live our lives according to this, then there is a beautiful life in this dunya, hayatun tayyibah in this dunya, and then in the akhirah, inshallah, there is jannah. So therefore, it is very important for us not to get involved in unnecessary questions, unnecessary discussions, pointless, all kinds of arguments or all kinds of debates. Because it's a waste of time. Nobody can answer those questions. And if you are getting involved in that kind of a debate, it leads nowhere. Instead of that, focus on what we know. What do we know? We know that this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yashrah sadrahu lil Islam. Allah said, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends khair for, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends blessing for and anything good for, he opens his heart to Islam. So when a person is inclined towards Islam, then we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because inshallah this is a sign that Allah wants something good for you. Because Allah wants something good for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens your heart to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you obedient to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you do what He wants you to do. So when, for example, we come to the masjid to pray, then we should thank Allah. Before we do anything else, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us this tawfiq. That we come here to the masjid, we give adhan, we make salah, we sit in dhikr, we read Quran. These are the signs, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes khair and blessing for you. On the other hand, if you find that you are not coming to the masjid, you are not praying, you are missing your salah and so on, this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is... you have done something because of which these things of benefit for you are being denied to you. This is a sign of, may Allah protect us, this is a sign of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the question of the person saying, you know, I pray, I don't pray, it is difficult for me to go, or I'm not able to wake up. If you are not able to wake up for salah, for example, then it is something to be hugely, hugely concerned about and say, what is happening to me that I am unable to wake up for salah? Because if I am unable to wake up for salah, this means that Allah is angry with me. Otherwise, I would have woken up. It's as simple as that. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, how come you sleep? How come you sleep when you should be awake? How come you don't go to the masjid when the masjid is available to you and you are not going to the masjid? That means what? That means the masjid has been locked for you. Just because the masjid is next to your house means nothing. If Allah had wanted you to go to the masjid, Allah would take you to the masjid. So that means something you are doing where this is being prevented. You are being prevented from going to the masjid. We must make tawbah and istighfar and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the door for this. There is a famous saying of Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi. He said that because of something that I did, I was prevented from praying tahajjud for 1 month. The issue is that unfortunately we are so ignorant in our deen that we don't even recognize the signs of, the signs that something is wrong. Now just think about it. If somebody tells you that you go and, you know, get a blood test or something and the doctor says you have diabetes, right? Now, what will happen to you? You go into shock, you go into depression, oh my God, I got diabetes. What is the worst that can happen with diabetes? You will die. You will die anyway. Who is living forever? Nobody. So this is, there is a medication for it. You take the medication, you can live a healthy life or to the end of your days. But one day, that will happen. So what is the big deal? But we are, for us it is like a disaster has happened. How is it a disaster? I mean, it has not changed anything in your life. You would have died anyway. With this also you will die. So what's so bad? But if the door of Jannah has been shut for you, now what? So we see physical ailments. You know, may Allah keep us all free from all kinds of ailments. But I'm saying we see physical ailments as a calamity. We see that as a disaster. But spiritual ailments, we do not recognize that spiritual ailment as an ailment. We do nothing to cure it. Although the effect of the spiritual ailment does not end with this life. The effect of every single physical ailment end with his life. There is no one who has cancer after he is dead. There is no one who has a headache after he is dead. Once he dies, he dies, khalas, finished. Story is over. But the spiritual ailments, the one who dies with shirk, Allah maghfirullah, the one who dies without iman, the one who dies without salah, what will happen? Now yesterday somebody sent me one question about whether Qurbani, which is now coming, Eid ul Adha, inshallah, may Allah give us that in with khair, whether the sacrifice, is it really compulsory, is it not compulsory? Now, this is all from shaitan, because see, there are millions of animals, cattle and sheep, which are being slaughtered every single day in every country in the world. Nobody has any problem. But on Eid ul-Adha, when Muslims want to slaughter an animal for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody's got a debate about this. Is it for this? Is it not for this? La hawla quwwata illa billah. This is pure shaitan, nothing else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. He told us to do it. As far as I'm concerned, I don't need anything more. I'm not even interested in wasting my time talking about that or justifying it or not justifying it. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did he sacrifice on Eid ul-Adha? Yes or no? Yes. Did he tell us to do that? Yes. Did the Sahaba do that? Yes. You want to do it, do it. You don't want to do it, don't do it. As far as I don't care. I'm going to do it, alhamdulillah. What I'm not going to do is to get into a nonsensical debate about this. This is a fitna of our times. I always ask people, when people come and ask me this question, I ask them, before I answer your question, tell me, do you have khushu in your salah? When you pray, is your mind there or is it somewhere else? If you have not sorted that out, forget about everything else. Because this you will be questioned about. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the mu'minin are who? Hum fi salatihim khashiyun. Those who have khushu in their salah. So, let us focus on that which is beneficial for us. Let us focus on that over which we have control. And let us try to do that to the best of our ability to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And let us not get involved in unnecessary, useless talk, useless debates, useless conferences, useless meetings. Forget about everything. Just focus on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, doing the things which He has made fard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made 5 salawat fard, cost nothing, the simplest thing in the world. Let us do that. leave the rest. If these five salawat are correct for us, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us Jannah. And this is not my assurance, this is what Rasulullah said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is the hadith of Qudsi, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that the one who prays the five salawat on time, on the day of judgment, to forgive that person and enter that person into Jannah is my responsibility. Allah says, I will do this. And the one who does not do that, then I do not have that responsibility for that person. Now what bigger formula do you want? Alhamdulillah, we have a deen which is simple. Let us stick with that. Let us fulfill that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our mistakes and to grant us a good life in this dunya and Jannah in the Akhirah. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.